If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Terry Savage, and if you follow her on terrysavage.com, you saw her piece about Social Security saying that more than 72 million Americans depend on Social Security retirement or supplemental income or disability benefits. And you went on to write, it is unthinkable that the system could fail even for a short period of time. For those in the lowest 20% of income, 82% rely on Social Security for 90% or more of their income. You know, that's always the big question. People are nervous, Terry.
I know people are nervous. And even worse, people are hearing things that they either don't understand or are scams or misinformation or hyperbole. So I posted at terrysavage.com. And if you get my new free newsletter, it went out over the weekend, a kind of a true and false questions. It was about three times as long as my usual newspaper column. So when it posts in the Tribune next weekend, it'll be shorter. But all the Q&A about Social Security, the biggest one is people think that, you know, they're on Social Security. They don't want to change anything. They're not getting this WEP offset. They're just, do I have to call in? Do I have to sign in? Do I have to do something? No, you don't have to do anything as long as nothing is changing. So if you're just collecting Social Security, it should show up in your bank account on time. If you want to apply for different benefits or benefits for the first time, then you better get some smarts about online. I posted a bunch of links about how to create your online My Social Security account. If you already have one of those, there's a new login procedure. It's not a new account, but everything at the government now goes through something called login.gov. There are links at terrysavage.com in that true and false Social Security column. There's some practical stuff that's going on now. Yes, if you want to sign up for Social Security, you must do it online or you must go into an office. But yes, are they closing offices? They've been back and forth. Are they laying off people? Can you get through on the phones? No, you cannot get through on the phones. So this is going to be a time where I know the public libraries are going to be very helpful in helping seniors get online to deal with Social Security.
Yeah, because not everybody's great with a smartphone. Not everybody, you know, can jump online and use technology they're not familiar with, especially elderly or disabled people. And sometimes they're not driving. So even getting to a library is a hassle, but it's just the new way things are going to be done. And I guess we have to adapt.
You know, there's so much. There's controversy about the future of Social Security. We've got to fix it. There's controversy about the politics of this. I wrote what I thought was a pretty straightforward, savage truth. Here are the things you need to know about online and so forth. And I got some people who obviously signed up for my newsletter criticizing me. Oh, yeah, you want all those illegal aliens to have Social Security cards. You're some crazy liberal.
Oh, I said, man.
Wait, what?
Listen, it doesn't stop.
If the working illegal aliens happen to have Social Security numbers, they don't get them on their own. They steal some. They're just adding contributions to whoever will eventually get the benefits. I mean, this is not about politics, folks. This is about a significant part of our American financial system. So I'm sure, I just want to leave you with this thought, Lisa. I'm absolutely sure that despite all the craziness going on in Washington, I'm sure they will realize that this is something they cannot break.
Hopefully. I wonder if Cory Booker is still, on the Senate floor, is still talking. He started at 6 o'clock last night. This is one of the topics he covered.
Yep.
Not sure. Is he still going on? We'll have to check in and see. A question from Joan. She's a loyal fan. She said, Terry, can you talk about the widow's penalty? Not many people have a clue what the term means. This is the second year after my husband passed away, and I was hit by the tax issues it comes with. What can I do to avoid losing my money next year? I just made an appointment with a tax accountant, CPA.
Yeah, you talk to your accountant. What happens is I think she's talking about the fact that when you had joint incomes, the level at which your Medicare premiums was moved up was a higher level before you got that IRMA adjustment. But when you're down to one income, and assuming yours was the larger income, you're now filing as a single person, and so you will pay a higher Medicare premium. I think that might be what she's talking about. Not much you can do about that, but do see your tax advisor.
I will go to that call on line one first. Terry, my husband is 63, just retired, IBEW, 30-plus years, lump sum of $206,000, $100,000 into a CD. Any suggestions for the other $100,000?
At this moment, given what's going on in the financial markets, go on to terrysavage.com, and there's a box called How to Buy Treasury Bills. Those are short-term IOUs from the government. It would have been nice to find out whether you could have rolled over that lump sum payment without paying taxes. I hope you did. This is the time to find a tax advisor or a financial advisor who can help you so that you don't wind up paying taxes immediately on that whole lump sum. That'll impact a lot of other aspects of your life. On terrysavage.com, there's a little box. Top right, find your trusted financial advisor. Find a fee-only fiduciary advisor. Go through that process because you should do it immediately so you don't have a big tax penalty on that money.
Okay, Diana is on line one. Diana, what question do you have for Terry Savage?
Hi, Lisa and Terry. Thank you for taking my call. I have a quick question. I have an appointment set up with Social Security, but with a phone appointment on April 17th. I've had it for 2 months now. Do I have to worry about this?
Well, it depends on why you are going to talk to them. There are things that they will no longer do over the phone. I'm going to suggest you read that column at terrysavage.com. Look, folks, everybody who doesn't know me, I sell nothing. My newsletter is free. I'm just, I want to be a good, trusted resource. In that column, Social Security, True and False, there's a link to setting up your My Social Security account through login.gov. I know it sounds complicated, but the links are right there. Then you'll know everything they know. So maybe your question will be answered. Do you want to explain why you have an appointment to talk to them?
They put her back on hold.
Security.
Go ahead, Diana. Answer her question.
I'm currently on my ex-husband's Social Security, and he passed away, so I wanted to wait till I'm 70, and I'll collect my full amount. So I'm just changing what I currently have to when I reach 70, which is in June.
Okay, but I hope you did not get the widow's trap that Larry Kotlikoff and I wrote about at the time you signed up for your ex-husband's benefits. I hope they did not compute that they were the better of yours and his. That's happened to a lot of people. If that happens to you, there's not much you can do, but please call back or go to post on Ask Terry, my blog. That's a good thing to do. If you've got your appointment, you ought to be able to do that. We'll post back on my Ask Terry blog and let me know how that April 17th phone call goes. I'll be real interested.
I will. Okay. I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I've got a few other questions that I'll send that way as well, Terry. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Lisa.
TerrySavage.com. She's on with John Williams tomorrow in the noon hour.